last chapter of the Laws of Divorce, which contain 29 halachas, dealing with if the wife is suspected of perjury, and halachas 2 through 7 deal with the claim of the wife that her husband died in war or in another mishap. Halachas 8 through 28 deal with indirect testimony to husband's death and how do you identify a corpse, what is considered as solid proof. And the last halacha in today's parak deals with the reason why we're lenient in regard to such testimony. Rambam begins as follows. Halacha Aleph. Isha Shama Labaila, a woman who tells her husband, Gerashtani Bifnei Pleni Upleni, that you have divorced me in front of so-and-so, Ubo Eisa Eidim Vechishu, and those witnesses come and they contradict her, Vachaka Cholchehi Ubaila, and then she went together with her husband, Vesholom Ba'elam, and it was a time of peace in the world. That and she comes and says, Meis Baili, my husband died, Ein Nemenes, she's not believed, Shazu Huchzuka Shakonis, because although we had said previously that if it's a time of peace in the world, she'd be believed if there was peace, Bein Lebein, no, but being over here, we know already that she's a liar, so therefore we won't believe her. And surely the Mefarshim explained that if it was a time when there was war in the world, that she would not be believed, as will be explained in the next halacha. She's looking for excuse to leave her husband. If one witness comes and testifies that her husband died, she should not get married. Maybe she went as far as to hire him to testify. However, if she remarries on his testimony, she does not have to leave her second husband. Because she has a supporting witness to her. Same halacha applies if there was a war going on in the world above Am, and she comes and says, "Meis Baili be Muhammad, my husband died in the war." Ain't a menace, she's not believed. Even if it was peace between him and her, Shema, why? Why isn't she believed? Shema tismachdait al dvarim sherubam lemisa, the same meis. Maybe she didn't really know that her husband died, but she'll take on, because assumption that there was evidence, a lot of people died, so probably her husband died. Example he gives that if her husband was in the middle of the company of the group and the people in the front and the back were killed, she'll say, being the people in the front were killed, and the people in the back, probably the people in the middle were also killed. Fikach, in the minister, if she's not believed, even if she says, he died in the war, and I buried him myself, if she says, he died on his bed, and I buried him, then she's believed. Why is, when she says, that if he died in the war, she's not believed, and before she explained, although she is not nechazok like in the first case of a shakonis, but being that she's speaking from her, the way she pictures things, so maybe the whole idea of burial and death and war is so stuck in her head that it could be she buried somebody but it wasn't her husband. The Rashba, however, holds, if she says that I buried him, then she's believed. However, if it wasn't in war, and he died in his bed in the house, then the Rambam says she's believed. And the same halacha would apply that if she says that he died or was killed, not in the battle itself, far from the battle, so he'd also be believed. If there was no war going on in the world that we knew about, and she comes and says that there was a war in this and this place and he died in that war, she should not get married on the outset. If she died, she should not go out. She doesn't have to leave him. That although generally we say by a woman that she was the one who said she's forbidden, she's the one who said she's permitted. So over here also, that we could say that although we say a woman does not know what's going on in war, we could say, why did she have to lie? If she wanted to say, she could have said there was peace in the world, then we would have believed her. However, the suffix is because being according to her words, there's a war going on in that place. We're afraid that maybe she was only speaking from her, the way she pictures things. Although, not that we're suspecting her of lying. If a question of suspecting of lying, you could say if she wanted to lie, she could have said something else. Over here, we're not suspecting her of lying. We're saying it's just she could picture up such a story in her mind. So therefore, we say it's a suffix. The same halacha applies if a woman says, my husband died under a collapsed building, ain't a menace. She is not believed that if a house fell on him or if a tornado came and all the houses in the ear were crumbled, so because a mapelis then has halacha like a war. And the Rambam says the same halacha would apply if he was he used to take care of serpents and scorpions, and she says that he was stung by a serpent or a scorpion and died. She's not believed because she might base her conclusion on the fact that most people who are bitten from these things die, and they really didn't die. Amr, if she says, Isinu aleinu bayis emayra. If she, the woman comes and says, they blew smoke into our house, or into the cave where we were, and he died. Hume sanina tzalti, he died and I was saved. Ain't a menace. She's not believed. Kishim shenasal eneis kach nasalei. Just like a miracle happened to her and she was saved, so a miracle happened, could have happened to him and he was saved. Haisa shenasrayiv and vama meis bayli. If it was a year of famine, and she comes and says, my husband died in famine. Ain't a menace, she's not believed. Mesu kvaitiv, na menace. If she says he died and I buried him, then she is believed. Although we said that by war she is not believed according to most shitas, even though she says I buried him, because by war she's so in such a tumult that she's afraid maybe she'll get shot herself. She buries him without really checking into it. However, over here by hunger, there's no fear that she's running away from. So therefore, if she says that she took care of his burial preparations, then she'd be believed. Next halacha. Alma, if she says, Nafu aleinu gayim, I list him. If she says that the bandits or heathens fell upon us, huneg, he was killed and I was saved, she's believed, she'en daikum haragas anashim. Because it's not the way of bandits to kill women. Kadesha neimer kishem shenitzilu hi kach nitzilu. That we should say that, like we said in the previous case of a cave, just like he was saved, she was saved. Just like she was saved, he was saved. And that which the Rambam says, the reason why that they don't kill women, there are a few explanations, and it's based on the Gemara, all these cases in Yevamos Kufta Hasvav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Isha Kli Zayna Aleh, that she has her armor on her. So, which the Gemara explains to mean, which different Mephoshim explain to mean as follows, they won't kill her because she's not a woman, a man who fights against them, they go out and kill. But a woman who can't stand up and fight against them, so they have pity on her. Rashi over there learns that it's a difference between this and a war. By a war, there's a lot of people getting killed. She could get mixed up between this man and other men. Over here, it was just her and her husband together with the robber. So she saw them kill her husband. The Yeshalmi says a different reason, because it could be they were only killing them because they were a Jew. So therefore, a man who can't hide the fact that he's a Jew, they killed. But a woman, she could dress herself up, she could hide herself and say that she's a guy. Halacha zayin, hayadavar ba'elam, if you had a case of there was a plague raging in the world, and she says, meis bayli, my husband died, namenish, she's believed, shadavar pashav afi kol odom, shabashnas hadavar zachai v'zem meis. Because it's a known thing by people that when there's a plague going on, some people live, some die. By the thing of cave, we could say, just like a miracle happened to you, happened to him. But over here we say, some die and some live. And it's possible that young, strong people could die in a plague, and old, weak people will live. And therefore, you don't have to be apprehensive that maybe she relied on the fact that most people died. Halacha Ches. Kvar, a minor we have already said. So, Eid mi pi Eid kosh le'ed is isha, that a witness doesn't have to see the actual testimony. He could say, and we learned in the previous parak, he could say, I heard from another witness. Medram mum sheshamim mi pi ben das, that when does this halacha apply? When he heard it from somebody who's in the status of a mature mind. Shameis plainly, that that person says the person that could gain evidence, for example, a slave or a maidservant, who the only problem with them is that they're not kosher le'edus. But they're bendas. Alam shamim pi sheitem mi pikot. However, if you heard it from a imbecile or from a minor, in a maid vein simcha dvim, you cannot testify on that base and you cannot rely on the words. Shamim mina tenekis. If he heard from a children saying, achshav banu mehesped plainly, that we are now coming from the funeral of so-and-so, kach v'kach tzavdanim ha'yisham, and there were so many and so many eulogizers, who pleini achochem, who pleini ola, and they say that these and these sages went up, and they followed the coffin, kach v'kach osvim mitos, this is what they did to the coffin, reza mei mipim al pidvam elu, so then a person could testify on the basis of their statements, Kiyetzvan and Simukes and Messina Sishin, you can marry his wife, because then you see that there's truth to what they say. Yisosha Amr, a Jew comes and says, Harakti is plainly, I killed so and so, Hareza Tanas al Piv, then the woman could get married on his testimony. She ain't not the Mesim Atzim Rosha, Varei Heyit Shemes. Because a person wouldn't, we have a Chazak, a person does not go out and make himself a wicked person, and the statement, and his testimony is, two, that the person is dead. So it must be that he really killed the person. The pshat's just the opposite. A person is not believed on himself to make himself a rasha to say he killed him. Because why? A person is a karev to himself. There's a lashon gemar, karev hu la'atzmi. And a karev is puzzled for testimony. Because if we would believe him that he killed him, he would become a Rasha, and a Rasha we had learned, we know is possible ages, because the Chumash says in Shemais, Al Toshas Yadchem Rasha Li Yaseid. Next halach. So therefore, the Gemara learns out that what do you do over here? You do Palkin and Debur, you divide his words up. You believe him that the person died, for example, he was with a band of killers and another person killed the person. So he saw the killing, but he didn't kill him. Halacha Yudalf. Kvar mine, we have already said Shagoy Shasil Chafitum Masin Al Piv, that a guy who was a heathen who was speaking in innocence, that he wasn't coming to say testimony, we can marry off a woman according to his testimony. This according to his what he says in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tazayin. Ketzad example. How you guy Masich Vam? If a guy was speaking and saying, I the plainly shameis, woe to this person who died. Kama hayu na. He was such a nice person. He did me a lot of favors. He was speaking and saying, when I was on the journey, on the way, that this person who was traveling with us fell and died. And we were wondering, how did it come that the person died so suddenly? And similar things that show that he isn't coming to say testimony, then he is believed. If a Jew heard from a guy who was speaking according to the innocence of his mind, so then the Yid could come and say testimony, although the guy couldn't say this testimony. And the woman could get married on his say. When does this halacha apply? When there was no ulterior motive for this saying. However, there was a reason that we could interpret for what the guy said. And maybe he meant for something else. He told one person, do for me this and this, I won't kill you the way I killed somebody else. So then that is not considered Masih Fituma, that he was speaking on the innocence of his mind, saying that he killed that first person was dead. Because the whole intention of his speaking is to intimidate the second person. The same halacha applies if he hears the court officers of Goyim saying, "Ragnu pleni," that declaring that we executed so and so in the manim, they're not believed. Shehem achsikin yideyatzim bechazav kidei lahatol eimer v'chein kol kiyetzu v'dvar meilu, because it's known that these people fortify their hands with lies and falsehoods in order to intimidate people, and the same halacha applies in all similar cases. Goyish esilcha fitum etchila, a heathen who on the outset was speaking according to the innocence of his mind, although he was subsequently questioned and examined in order to make him reveal all the details of the event, he is believed, and we can marry according to his testimony. That you might think that now it became like a testimony already, so we say no, he's trustworthy. Halacha Tesvav, Kvar Hadan, we have already let you know in the previous parak, Halacha Tesvav, Sha'eid Sha'amah Shamati Shameis Plainly, a witness who comes and says, I heard that this person died, Filusham Mi Isha Sham Mi Avid, even if he heard it from a woman who heard it from a slave, Ha'reiz HaKashav La'edis Isha Masin Al-Piv, he's believed in regarding to testimony for a woman and you can marry her off, Ava Mama Eida Isha Avid, however, if the slave or the witness or the woman says, Meis Plainly Vani Isha Shameis, they say that this person died and I saw that he died. Shalom, say, we ask him, Hey Chris, how did you see B'maya died to Shemes and how did you know he died? Im Hayyid B'davan Bar, if he testifies with a solid, something clear cut, and I mean, he's believed. Im Hayyid B'davan Sha'arubam L'misa, and if he testified on something that you assume that most people died, Ain Masina Sister, you don't marry the wife. Sha'in me idn al adam shames al kshu shames vadi vein basafet. The only time you testify on a person that he died is when you saw that he for sure died, and there's no doubt in it. Although the Rambam later on in Allah Chav Ches will explain that you do not make bedikas and chakiris cross examination by Eidus Isha, but you could ask such questions to see, like, if he knew exactly what happened. Kate said, Halacha Tazayin, Rosh Nafli Yam, if a person saw a man that fell into a lake or river, Afil Tov Biyam, God, even if he fell into an ocean and drowned, Ein Midin Lov Shemes, you cannot testify that he died, Shem Yatsu Makamacha, although you didn't see him come up over here, maybe he came out the other side of the lake. However, Im Nafli Yamim Kubatsim, if he fell into a place of gathered water, that, like, it's not that something that he could have come out on the other side. Again, for example, a pit or a cave, where the water is in a cylinder, Sha'emid V'ra Kalsiva, and the person standing around could see all the perimeters where the person could come out from, the Shah Kadesha Tetsu Navsha, and you didn't actually see the dead body, it just you stood on the water long enough that the person should die, which the Mefarshim explained is 3 hours. And he did not come up. You testify and they died. Masina Sisha, you may as well. Same halacha applies if he fell into a lake and they threw a net after him. That although we say by lake it's possible he came up on the other side, but if they threw after him a net and they found some of his limbs, that it's impossible that an animal could have ripped those limbs out and he could still live. On that assumption we can testify that his wife, that he died, and his wife can get married. The Ramban and the Rashba hold that she cannot get married until after 12 months, because there's a klal in Gemara Chulin that a treifa does not live 12 months. But so if he's like a treifa, that he'd have 12 months, but the other Mefarshim say there's other types of tefas that he can't even live one day. For example, if the heart was taken or whatever, so then he couldn't live more than 12 than a day. Halacha Yudzayin, Rusha Nafal Lagrev Arayis in the Marm Kitzim, if we saw that he fell into a den of lions or leopards or the like, Ein Midin Alav, we cannot testify they died. Esh Shalei Yechlu, it's possible that they will not eat him. What happens if, on the other hand, he fell into a pit of snakes and scorpions? Elotech Kivshanesha and Tafayu Ifunis Elotech Yeru Risachas Malaya Yai Nishemin, or if he fell into a seething kettle which was filled with wine or oil. Esha Shachdu Bei Shnei Simonim, or they cut on his neck the gullet and the windpipe. A Rubim, or most of those two Simonim, Afilo Amidu Baruch Midin Lashmes. Even if later on he got up and ran away, we could testify that he died to safe lums, because if he was cut so much on the windpipes, then he for sure would die. And the same, all similar case, that it's impossible that even if he got up, that he'll live forever, but he'll die right away in a short time. You could testify that he died. Halacha Yuches. Ru'ut Solov. If we saw that he was impaled, and the birds were eating his flesh, although he was first stabbed and arrows were thrown in him, you cannot testify he died. However, if the birds are eating an organ whose removal is certain to cause the person to die, such as eating the brain, the heart, intestines, then the testimony could be given that he died. The Gemara, for example, explains that it's possible, although you see a lot of stabs in him, it's possible they stabbed him with a certain type of knife that is melubin be'esh, that was put in fire, sterilized in fire, that the wound itself would heal the person. Halacha Yitas. Eid echad eimer, if one witness comes and says, Yisuf shemes v'mchama, I saw he died in a war or a house fell on him. He drowned in a big ocean and he died. And he stood there to see that the person didn't come up. And similar case that most people in a mecham who are in a war or in a house falling in or who go fall into the river die. Imam Kavaitiv, if he says, I buried him, Naman Vishnas up, if he believed, then you could marry him, the wife off. Imam Kavaitiv, if he does not say, I buried him, Vishnas, she does not get married. Vinicius Leitetzi, if she got married, she does not have to leave the husband. In the Gemara in Yevamis, all these cases are in the end of the Masechtas Yevamis, it's the Gemara asks a question, it doesn't come up with an answer. By one aid by a Muhammad, what's the halacha? If the basic reason we say one witness is believed by Aedus Ish is because it's a thing that you're going to find out about, like he explained in the previous Perek Halacha Tesvav. So over here also he won't die, because if the guy will be saved from the Mapelis or he'll come up from the other side of the lake, eventually the husband will come back, so the guy wouldn't testify unless he knew he would die. He died for sure. Or it could be the reason why Eid Echad is believed, because the woman herself would check it out, that she would not want to make it, that she'd be, because she knows if she's going to marry the guy and her husband will come back, she'll be forbidden to both husbands. But by a mochama, by a war, she will not be so medayik to check it out. Why? Because she relies on her mind tells her that she pictured it, that he died. So therefore, the Gemara, being it's a question that the Gemara didn't come up with an answer, so we say that she should not get married. However, if she got married, she doesn't have to leave her husband. Halacha chav. Chena isha shehed la eid achad. Same halacha applies with a woman who a single witness testifies. Shetava bayil biyom, ebemayim shein lam seif, or they died in an ocean or in a river that does not have any end. That means that it is possible it could come up on the other side. Vilei ola, and he did not come up. He stood there 3 hours. And he says that he did not appear, and now the memory of him has perished, and his name is forgotten. Like we explained that in the previous halacha, you cannot get married according to this testimony. Vimnisus says if she got married, she doesn't have to leave her second husband. Filaya guy shesich lefitum avam. Even if it was with the case by a guy who was speaking according to the innocence of his mind, and he said, Tava plani biyam, that this and this person drowned in the ocean. Venisus al piven, she got married according to his word. Areza leteitzi, she doesn't have to leave her second husband. Chacham shahei lesilach atchilu menad misa. However, if the sage who ruled at the outset that she could remarry should be placed in a ban. Some of the Mefoshim ask on the Rambam, why is he repeating this halacha? It seems that he just said in the previous halacha. Other ones want to say that the Rambam is alluding to that even if the person is just saying that he saw him drowned, he doesn't say he died. So although we say she should not get married, if she'd get married, she doesn't have to leave the second husband. Halacha Chaf Aleph. Matsu Horge Meis, if we found the man was slain or another way was killed, Impedachte V'chait Meir Parts upon of Kayam. So now you have to come and you have to identify the corpse. So the halacha is as follows. If his forehead, nose, and facial features are preserved in order to identify him, that he's this and this person, even love you could testify concerning him. If one of these, let's say his nose was broken, cut off, or his forehead was torn, if one of these things are missing, although there might be other marks of identification on his body, even a mole or upon his body or upon his clothes, we do not trust it because Shema Achahu, maybe it's another person who has those same type of simanim. When does this halacha apply? That when you saw him within 3 days of when he was died or when he was killed. However, if you saw him after 3 days, after 3 days, no testimony is accepted because it's possible that his facial features could change. So that applies to the first part of the halacha, that even regarding his forehead and his nose, after 3 days you cannot testify. Because if Mishnah brings down, although we say on simanim that other simanim are not accepted, but if it was a simen muvak, that you know that the other people don't have such a simen, then you can accept. Halacha chavez, tava biyam, v'shlicha yam le'yabash, afilach kam yam. If he drowned in the sea, and then the sea cast him out onto dry land, even after a long time, if you recognize his face and his nose, you can testify even after 3 days, because in the water, his features do not change until after a long time. That doesn't let it blow up and change. On the dry land, it could change after 3 days, but in the water it wouldn't change. However, if after the water threw him out onto the dry land, he was there 12 hours, so then, and then the nispach, and he became swollen, so then, you cannot testify regarding him because his features changed. When you look at his features to recognize him, to testify concerning him, you can look at him even at night, and he could be observed by lamplight or by the moonlight. Halacha Chaf Gimel. Ru'u echad emid mirochek v'emeshu pleni ben pleni. A pleni m'makom pleni. If we saw a person from far who was saying that he is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so from this and this place, and then and then right afterwards he was stung by a serpent and dies, and they went and found him that his features changed and he did not recognize him. So on that person's testimony, on that which he said on himself, that he is so and so, you could marry his wife off. It seems in between the Kesef Mishnah, Mag Mishnah, it's a big shiloh over here. Exactly what kind of simon does he have to say? Does he have to say his name, his father's name, and the city? Or can he say his name and his father's name? Or his name and the city's name? Or do you need all three? And the Miri explains that although right away you found that his features had changed, so if it's that person, how did his features change? It's possible that the serpent bit him in the face and his whole face right away changed. Halacha Chav Dalet. Ba'ach Evam, if one person comes and says, Amuli Bezinei Anoshim, that the court, I was told by a court or by some people, that kishe teilchum makom pleni, when you'll go to this and this place, amalahem, you should tell them shemeis Yitzchok ben Michal, that Yitzchok ben Michal died. And you see over here the Rambam does not bring down the city. And the Shliach came and told us that message. Shliach and Yudei Miuzda, the Shliach does not know who the person is, Yitzchok ben Michal. Hayu va'anu yedin ha'pleini ha'idu b'shem Zabim. We know this person who's known by this name, Yitzchok ben Michal. Eishtum Mutes, his wife, is permitted to. He may be named Shem Yitzchok ben Michal Achahu Shemes. That maybe there was another Yitzchok ben Michal who died. Why? The Gemara Yevamos explains, being in that place there were not... that being in that place there were no two people with that name, so then he's believed. And then the Gemara says that even if there were two people, but if one of them is alive, so the other one, it must be the other one who died. However, if there were two people who had this name and we don't know which one's dead and which one's alive, then the Magen Mishnah says none of them could get married until we verify who is who. The Ravid says, providing there were not two people with the same name. If there were two people, then it goes like we just explained the halacha. If you know one is alive, then the other one could be married. If you don't know any of them, then they both have to find out. Halacha chafeh, if you have a case of a Jew and a non-Jew going from this place, they departed to another place. That the guy comes and, according to the innocence of his mind, says that the person who went with me from this place died. And even though the guy does not know who exactly that person with him was, he's believed. Providing he says that I buried him, then we trust him. So the way the Mefarshim explained the Rambam, it seems as follows. Being in this case, he does not know the person's name. He does not recognize him. So then he has to say, I buried him. Because otherwise we assume maybe he thought that the person died and he really didn't die. However, if he knows the person and he just testifies that he died and he knows his name, he testifies the guy died. Then like the Rambam said in previous halachas, that a guy is believed, even if he doesn't say, I buried him. Halacha tesva, v'cheinim yotza asar b'nei adam kechem makum l'makum, same halacha applies if 10 people go from one place to another, v'heim asun b'keila einesim gamalim, and they were bound together in chains, or they were leading camels, u'kietz v'dva melu. So a similar case, asiyach agayla fitum v'ama, and the guy came on his own and said, shasar anasim shalchum makum pleni l'makum pleni, that the 10 people were going from one place to another, and they were carrying this and this, Mesa Kulam, they all died with Kuvainum, and we buried them. So, just like the Ram said, being he doesn't know their names, so he has to say, I buried them. As seen as the same, their wives can remarry. Yisrael Sha'ama, a Jew says, Mes Ish Yehudi Imanu B'makom Pleni, that this Jew died with us in this and this place. Kach v'kach tzerosa, this and this were his features. Kach ha'yisamana, these were the signs on his body. Ein Eimim Be'emir Adas. Then we do not say that maybe he was merely conjecturing the picture. Plenihu achiyeda aid shehu pleni viaski shmei v'shem ilach. So the Rambam says, just by his whole identification, we can't figure out who it is until we'll say that it was this and this person mentioned his name, his city's name. Avol Imam, if he says, echad yatzi manu mi'ir pleni meis, that one person went with us from this city and he died, we check out in that city, if that person was the only one who left the city, then his wife can remarry. If we found written in a document that it's evident from the writing that it was written by a Jew, raise it to Nasa Isha, so then according to that, the person's wife can remarry. Although testimony is not accepted from a document, because the Torah says, Al Pishnai Edim, and the Gemara in Gittin learns out from their mouth, Mipiyam Vlemit Piksavim, from their mouth and not from their testimony and document. But by Edis Isha, the Chachamim were Mekel, just like they were Mekel by that one Ed is believed. However, if a guy would write he wouldn't be believed because the guy is only believed by Masil Chfitum. And the same halacha applies with a person who lost his speech and he was tested in a manner which the same way we check out in concerning Gittin, which we explained in Perek Beis halacha Tazayim. V'nimtzas daitim mechuvenes, and we find out that his mind is sound. The Kosta Shemes plain ben plainy, and he writes that so and so, the son of so and so, died. Same Chanal Sivasi the Tinasi, we rely on his written testimony, and his wife can remarry. Vein Beitkin Edisha Bedisha Chakir, and like we had brought on in a previous halachi, concerning testimony of a woman, you do not cross examine and inquire the witnesses. Shalayamu Chacham Bedavla Hachma, or Hakum Mishum Ataras Aguna. Because the Chachamim ruled in the direction of leniency rather than being more stringent in order to facilitate that an Aguna can remarry. The last halach in Hilchus Gittin, the Rambam says as follows: Al yikshe beinechash atir chacham ha'eva chamur beidesish. It should not be perplexing in your eyes how the sages permitted a woman who was until now forbidden to another man on just the testimony of a woman or a slave or a shifre or a guy who was speaking according to the innocence of his mind, v'ed mi pied, or one witness from another, mi piaksav, or from a written testimony, b'leid yishuv chakira, and without cross-examination, as we explained, shleik pita teira ala edish nei edim, v'shar mishvateya edis el b'davish ein ati yachol amad al buy. Because the Torah was only insisted on the testimony of two witnesses and upon all the other rules concerning testimony only in matters which cannot be ascertained only from the witnesses and from the mouth of the witnesses and their testimony. For example, when they testify that this person killed this person or lend money to him, so then you have to check out all the cases that because if not for their testimony, we would never know that if this guy is the guy who killed him or not, or loaned him money. However, something which you could ascertain the truth without the testimony of this witness, and the witness cannot pull himself out of it. That he can't get away with it if it wasn't true. Again, Zeshahed Shemes claimed that, for example, a case when he testifies that this person dies. The Torah was not particularly concerning all the laws of testimony because it's a far-fetched thing that the witness should testify in false that the guy died, because if the guy is alive, he'll come before and we'll find out he's a liar. Therefore, the Chacham believed him, and they believed even one witness, and even from the mouth of a maidservant, and even from a written testimony without cross-examination, in order that the daughters of Israel should not remain in a state of agunas. And with that, with this we finish the laws of Gerushin.